This is Suzanne Ito for ACLU.org. In February 2008, the ACLU Women's Rights Project was contacted by women in the New York National Guard who were required to take pregnancy tests every 90 days in order to remain on state active duty. They were also required to sign a form stipulating that if they became pregnant, they would lose their jobs and all associated health benefits. The Women's Rights Project and the New York Civil Liberties Union brought this discriminatory policy to the attention of the Governor's Deputy Secretary for Homeland Security and advocated for it to be changed. As a result, the Department of Military and Naval Affairs has agreed to eliminate both the pregnancy testing and the form. Today, Ariella Migdal, staff attorney with the ACLU's Women's Rights Project, is speaking with Tammy Sullivan, one of the soldiers who contacted the ACLU in February about the pregnancy testing, which she encountered after she started working full-time on a state active duty mission patrolling the airports.
Tammy, let's start with some background. How long have you been a member of the New York National Guard?
I've been a member of the New York Guard for about a year and a half. And before that, I was in the Mississippi National Guard. So total time spent in the National Guard is 4 years.
And what kind of positions did you have there?
I actually work as a broadcast journalist 1 weekend a month, and we do 2 weeks training in the summer. And that's what I was doing before I started working at the airport.
And when did you first encounter the Guard's pregnancy testing policy?
I started working at the airport for a few weeks. I started working full-time. And after working there for a few weeks, they asked me to take a pregnancy test. They basically told me that it was the standard procedure, that all of the women had to take a pregnancy test every 3 months.
Did they tell you what would happen if you became pregnant?
They said that any women that become pregnant, they're allowed to finish out their term, which is the terms are in 3 months, and then they would be released from state active duty, which is basically saying that they would be fired.
Tell us about the form they wanted you to sign.
The form that they wanted us to sign was called a Statement of Understanding, and it basically said that if you became pregnant while you were on state active duty, you would be released from duty, you would be given no medical benefits, and your position would not be guaranteed once you either terminated the pregnancy or carried to term and then wanted to come back, your position would not be guaranteed.
And did you agree to take the pregnancy test and sign the form?
I did take the pregnancy test, but I decided not to sign the form. It's basically asking me to choose between a job and a pregnancy. I did not think that was fair, and I thought that the pregnancy testing in and of itself anyways was a violation of my privacy and that they really had no right to know whether I was pregnant or not.
Why did you decide to speak out and get in touch with ACLU?
After speaking to a lot of the women there, most of the women thought that it was an unfair practice, and no one was really sure what to do, and I think that a few people had tried to get it changed in the past. They weren't really sure who to talk to or what to do or anything, so I just felt like it was wrong and something needed to be done.
And how do you feel about the fact that the Guard has agreed to stop requiring women to take the pregnancy tests and they've decided to change the form so that it's not just for women, but it's gender neutral?
I think that it's great. I think that it shows that they're willing to work with us and they're willing to recognize that there was an inequality there that needed to be fixed. So I think that it's great they're willing to take responsibility for that.
Do you feel like there's any link between speaking out and your role as a soldier?
I think that it's important for us to speak out if we feel that there's something going on that we don't agree to, that we as soldiers, that's what our roles are, that's what we're fighting for. We're fighting for the freedom to be able to stand up for ourselves and to basically speak out against something that we think that is unfair.
Thanks for listening to this ACLU podcast. To learn more about the work of the ACLU Women's Rights Project, go to aclu.org/womensrights.